Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Do you realize the Jones and Parker Detective Agency hasn't had a case all week?
So?
So, it's driving me crazy. Hey, I think we need a new logo. Do you have a piece of paper?
Sure. Here.
Thanks. Oh, here it is. We need something that will catch everyone's eye on the bulletin board.
Emily, what is that?
It's my pen.
Is that one of those pens that can write in 4 different colors?
Yeah.
Can I see it?
Sure. What are you doing to it?
I'm taking it apart.
Why?
To see how it works.
You are so weird.
No, I'm not. There are a lot of kids like me. Somewhere.
Yeah, in another universe.
Hey.
Hey, Matthew. I've got to meet Amber about a lab report, but I'll see you at Wits End in a little while.
Okay. I'll see you later, Emily. Who's there?
In here.
Where are you? This better not be a prank.
In the lab!
Whoa. Let go, Pete. What's going on in here?
Shh.
Ryan? Hey, Nelson. Why are you hiding in the lab?
We wanted to talk to you.
We saw you taking the pen apart.
What?
The multicolored pen.
That's it? What, do you want it? Here.
We don't want the pen. You took it apart.
Yeah, so?
We want to know how it works.
It's easy. It has 4 different ink tubes and... Wait a minute. Why do you care how it works?
Nelson says that you're really good at taking things apart and figuring things out. What else have you worked on?
All kinds of stuff. Computers, clocks, hair dryers.
How about the Turbo X300 laser blaster pinball machine?
Wow. That's like the motherlode of all pinball machines. The holy grail. Nobody ever gets to look inside those things.
Until now.
Meet us at Hagler's Junkyard on Watch Street. Use the door by the back gate, not the front. It has an intercom.
You really have a Turbo X300 laser blaster pinball machine? How did you...
4 o'clock this afternoon, and don't tell anybody about this meeting. Got it? Not a word to anyone.
Okay.
The password is populus quisnum partum quod constructum.
Come on, Pete. A password can't be a whole sentence in Latin.
I was given the task of coming up with a password, and that's it.
Where did you even learn Latin?
I got a book at home. You want a different password, then you become the password keeper.
Never mind. Okay, Matthew, we'll see you at 4.
What? Wait, I don't get it. What are you guys up to? A Turbo X300 laser blaster pinball machine? That's so cool.
Okay, let me get this straight. A group of guys want to meet you at a secret hideout to take apart a Turbo X300 laser blaster pinball machine.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you do that?
Because a group of guys want me to meet them at a secret hideout to take apart a Turbo X300 laser blaster pinball machine. Isn't that enough?
Not for most human beings. What if this is some kind of scam?
Nah, I know them.
Who are they?
I can't tell you that.
But they invited you because of my pen. I should be allowed to come with you.
No, you can't. They told me not to tell anyone, and I... Oh, I just told you. Oops. Let's drop the subject.
Too late. Where are you meeting them?
I've already said too much.
You'll need backup.
This isn't one of your mysteries to solve. Don't do anything. I mean it. Oh, it's time. I better go. Don't follow me.
I'll think about it.
Populus quisnam partum quod constructum.
Come in.
How did you remember the password?
I think I have a phonographic memory.
Phonographic? I've never heard of that.
If I hear it, I can usually remember it.
See? He really belongs in this club.
Maybe.
So what kind of club is it? And why do you meet in a junkyard?
Step through this door and you'll see.
Whoa.
Welcome to our headquarters, Matthew.
Wow. Look at all this stuff. Is that a genuine antique Birkinson's cash register?
Uh-huh.
In a 1956 National Business Company copying machine?
Yep.
Whoa! And there's a Taurus lawnmower from, 1977, right?
1978. The grass catcher is on the back rather than the side.
You've got microwaves, blenders, electric pencil sharpeners. This must be where machines go when they die.
And here's the pasty resistance. The Turbo X300 Laser Blaster Pinball Machine. We only have it for a week. Then Mr. Hagler has to hand it over to... whoever deals with broken Turbo X300 Laser Blaster Pinball Machines.
That's incredible! So you guys are either superheroes or really bizarre thieves. Which is it?
Neither. We're like you, tinkerers. We like taking things apart.
Where did you get all this stuff?
Mr. Hagler is an old friend of my dad's. Lots of stuff comes in that the average person can't fix. He lets us use his shed to take it apart.
Why is it a secret club?
Mr. Hagler doesn't want a bunch of kids messing around the junkyard.
And he sometimes gets sophisticated stuff in here. He even had an ATM once. The wrong kind of people might use their knowledge for illegal things. That's why we keep it a secret and let in only people we trust.
Okay. But I can't believe you didn't tell me about this, Nelson.
Did you miss the part where it's secret?
Yeah, top secret. To be a part of our club, you have to promise you won't tell anybody about us.
Sure.
Not just sure, Parker. You have to mean it. If word gets out about our club, Mr. Hagler will throw us out, and we won't have access to all this cool stuff. Got it?
I understand.
Oh. What? Oh.
Nothing. I'm good.
Welcome to the club, Matthew. Grab a screwdriver. Let's start on the Turbo X300 Laser Blaster Pinball Machine.
Cool.
You've been avoiding me all day.
No, I haven't. Why would I do that?
Because you knew I was going to ask you about your secret meeting on the south side of Hagler's junkyard, in that gray building with the single window facing the street.
You followed me!
I'm worried about you. All this sneaking around and secret clubs. Are you sure you can trust these guys?
Yes, I trust them. And they trust me.
But you don't trust me.
I trusted you not to follow me yesterday.
I'm looking out for you.
Or you're insatiably curious and can't leave things alone. Please, Emily.
What's so special about these guys?
We like the same kinds of things.
Like the Turbo X3000 laser ball thingy?
See, you don't even know what it is.
I thought we were friends.
We are.
Really? Then tell me about the club.
I can't.
Why not? Have I ever blabbed any of your secrets? Like your secret crush on Lorraine Danderfield? I haven't told anyone about that. Yet.
Yet? You wouldn't.
You obviously don't trust me to keep your secret about the club.
You're resorting to blackmail now?
It may look like blackmail, but it's really friendship. I want to make sure you're not getting into something dangerous.
You're trying to protect me? You think I'm a complete idiot, don't you?
I think you're a little naive at times. Prove that you aren't by telling me who's in this club. Or, well, Lorraine. Talk.
Pete, you're not still working on that pencil sharpener.
It's really an amazing machine.
Why don't you come over and check out the pinball machine? Matthew's got the portal for the thermal blast reciprocator open now.
You're kidding. I spent 2 hours trying to get into that thing.
So this bumper turns the mechanism that triggers the lever there, which pushes the arm that way.
Whoa. So from the top, it looks really high-tech and sophisticated, but underneath, it's basic mechanics.
Uh-huh. Now over here, next to the loading spring, is a...
Wait, guys! I saw something move at the window.
What?
Who didn't pull the shades?
Forget the shades! Somebody's out there!
Huh. What was that?
Somebody fell into my garbage can booby trap. Let's go!
Okay, come out where we can see you.
Actually, I was just,
Emily?
Oh, no.
What are you doing here?
How did you get over the fence? did you fall out of that tree?
Ryan, she's got binoculars. She was spying on us.
Were you?
Look, I was just trying to see...
What exactly? How did you know there was anything to see in here?
I know the answer to that. Parker.
Matthew, did you tell her about us?
It's not his fault.
Who else did you tell?
No one, I promise.
Yeah, sure.
Don't blame him. It's my fault. I promised I wouldn't follow him here.
Like he promised he wouldn't tell? So much for promises.
That's it. You're out of the club.
Now, wait a minute. No, don't throw him out of the club. I forced him to tell me.
Too bad. We have rules.
You'd throw me out just like that?
We should give him another chance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You keep out of this. Okay. A week's probation, and then we'll vote to see if you can stay in.
A week? But the turbo won't be here in a week.
Is this about the club or the turbo?
You two better get out of here before Mr. Hagler's dogs come around. They respond violently to the scent of weasels.
But he...
Forget it, Emily. Let's go.
Aren't you gonna say anything?
No.
If it's any consolation, the club didn't look very interesting. I mean, it's just a lot of junk.
That's no consolation.
It was stupid for them to make it a secret in the first place. I mean, secrets are reserved for big things, like government intelligence and weapons programs and hiding Christmas presents.
Right.
What do you want me to say? I was only trying to protect you.
Which is another way of saying you don't trust my judgment, Emily. And now you've made it so those guys don't either. Thanks a lot.
But I don't...
No. It's better if you don't say anything. See you.
No! Wait a minute!
What?
I was wrong. I'm sorry.
Really?
Yeah.
Now you've thrown me. I didn't expect you to apologize.
I'll go even further than that, to make it up to you.
Like how?
I'll help you get their trust back before the Turbo X300 laser blaster pinball machine gets taken away.
You know how to do that?
You bet. It's called Operation Regain Trust. 4 surefire methods to win them back.
You've done this before.
Oh, yeah.
What are the 4 methods?
Easy. The first thing you do tomorrow is compliment them.
Whoa, Ryan. Cool shirt. Great looking haircut, Nelson. Hey, Pete, nice backpack.
Hey, Parker, nice try.
What else?
Gifts. You want to surprise them with gifts.
Go on, Ryan. Open it.
All right. It's a gumball machine.
Wouldn't you just love to figure out how it works?
I'd like it more if there were gumballs in it.
Compliments, gifts, then what?
Acts of service.
Would that be like a handheld axe or one of those big log splitters?
Axe, Matthew. ACTS.
Oh.
Help them in ways that they'll appreciate.
Surprise!
What are you doing, Matthew?
Look, I washed your bike.
Good job. But that's not my bike.
Oh.
Wow, my bike's clean!
Finally. You have to get them all together and present a passionate speech.
A passionate speech.
That'll clinch it.
Ryan, Pete, Nelson, as you eat your lunch, I want you to digest this little morsel of thought. Over the last few days, I've had time to think. And now, I understand that trust is not something that should be taken for granted. It's a special thing when friends find that they can truly trust each other. And it's a terrible thing when that trust is broken. But I've also learned that friendship is about second chances and forgiveness. I ask that you give me a chance to make up for my mistake and let me back into the club now. Thank you.
Forget it, Parker. It's gone.
What is?
The Turbo X300 laser blaster pinball machine. They hauled it off yesterday.
That's right, so you can drop this whole routine.
Yeah. Go back to your little detective agency with Emily. Leave us alone.
But this wasn't just about the Turbo X300 laser blaster pinball machine.
Really? Then why were you working so hard to get back with us now?
Well,
That's what we thought.
Nice speech, though. See you around.
Nelson, wait!
Sorry, Matthew.
They thought it was just a speech.
I know.
I gave them gumball machines.
I know.
I gave them compliments.
I know.
I bought them an I'm sorry jumbo cookie.
You bought them a jumbo cookie?
I ended up eating it, but still.
Well, here are your sodas.
Thanks.
What am I going to do, Mr. Whitaker?
About what?
I wanted to win back the trust of some guys that I can't tell you about because they're part of a secret club, but they thought I was only doing it because they had this really cool machine to take apart.
That's why you want it back in the club, right?
No. I mean, the Turbo X300 gave me incentive, but no.
The Turbo...
It's reasonable for them to think that that's what you were really after.
Yeah, I guess.
So they don't want you in their goofball club. We can go back to the way things were. I still need a new logo for our detective agency.
No. Wait. That's not good enough.
We need more than a logo?
Forget about the logo. I'm talking about the Turbo X300 Laser Blaster Pinball Machine.
Somebody has the Turbo X300 Laser Blaster Pinball Machine? That's a great piece of equipment.
But it wasn't the reason I wanted to make it up to them.
Oh?
I finally met three guys who were interested in the same kinds of things I am. I let them down.
Oh, I don't know what you're talking about, but your attitude sounds promising.
I broke my word, Mr. Whitaker, and that's bad.
Mm.
And I shouldn't have tried to make up for it with compliments and presents and doing things for them. There's no shortcut to fixing broken trust.
That's true.
Which means I'll have to prove myself over time.
Oh, you mean we're going to spend days and weeks dealing with this?
If that's what it takes.
Dealing with what?
No. There has to be a better way.
There isn't, Emily. You saw it for yourself. We tried everything you said.
You tried everything I said.
What's that mean?
The fifth method. I'll take care of it. I know what to do.
What? What are you going to do?
Trust me. See you later.
Now I'm really nervous.
Me too. So what were we talking about?
We need to talk.
You guys are talking to me?
We are now.
We had an emergency meeting and voted to let you back in.
What?
You're back in the club. See you at the junkyard at 4.
What? But why?
Call it a change of heart.
Oh, Emily.
We have to go to class.
What did she do?
We don't know what you're talking about.
Come on, guys. You're doing this because of her. What did she do? Threaten you?
As if a girl could threaten...
She's no ordinary girl. I know that better than anyone. So what was it?
She threatened to put photos of us and our headquarters on the web if you weren't allowed back in.
Mr. Hagler would throw us out if she did that, so you're back in.
Well, I don't accept.
What? But you have to.
Look, I want back in, but only after I've earned back your trust. Not like this.
Suit yourself. But you better tell her to get rid of those photos.
I'll take care of it.
Matthew.
Hey, Emily.
What are you doing here?
I wanted to talk to you about the secret club.
Oh, that. No need to thank me.
Thank you? You just don't get it, do you?
Get what? Didn't they invite you back in?
Yes, and I turned them down.
You what? Why? Do you have any idea how long I had to sit in that tree to get those photos?
Haven't you learned anything from this whole experience?
Yes. I learned that I was willing to get splinters to make you happy. What friend could do more?
You weren't trying to make me happy, Emily. You were trying to make you happy. You wanted things the way they were. And you tried another shortcut to get there. But there aren't any shortcuts in trust and friendship. Don't you understand? Haven't you been listening?
I thought you'd be glad. Maybe a little grateful. You got what you wanted.
No, I didn't. What I wanted was to be friends with people who could trust me. They can't trust me if you're blackmailing them.
You're being overdramatic.
Seriously, Em. You meddle and make up little schemes and you... I'm wasting my time. See you later.
Wait! Wait a minute. You just can't say all that and walk off.
Why not?
Because it's not true.
Which part?
The part where I wasn't trying to make you happy. I was. Okay. I'll admit that I was a little jealous at first.
You were jealous?
Yeah. You joined a club that I didn't belong to, and I didn't want to lose you as my friend.
You weren't going to lose me as a friend? Why did you get that crazy idea?
It's happened to me before.
Well, I wouldn't do that to you.
Really? Then I'm sorry I messed everything up.
It's all right.
So, where does that put you with the club?
Back to square one.
I thought I saw somebody creeping around here. What are you doing, Matthew?
Leaving this by the door for you. Just pretend you didn't see me.
Oh, hold up. What is it?
The schematics for the X300. I had a few online connections. It shows how everything works. I know you don't have the machine anymore, but you guys can see what it does. I hope you have fun with it.
You don't expect to join in?
No. This isn't a bribe or a way to get back. Call it a parting gift. I'm sorry about everything that happened.
Interesting. We still have the X300.
You do? But I thought...
We didn't tell you because... Because we wanted to know if you were acting like our friend to get to a cool machine, or because you really wanted to hang out with us.
Oh.
The guy who took it away brought it back because he couldn't figure out how it worked. I guess he didn't have the schematic.
You just have to know where to look.
Yep. You have a knack for that. Here, hold on to the schematics until tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Yeah. Be at the club at 4. We'd never be able to figure out how to read them anyway.
Okay. Oh, and about Emily.
What about her?
She was just trying to be a good friend to me.
Yeah, we noticed. See you tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Even though it can take a lifetime to earn the trust of a friend, a single bad decision or a moment of betrayal can damage that trust. That's why we have to think carefully about what we do and how it may affect those around us. We should always ask ourselves a few basic questions like, am I breaking a promise or going back on my word? How would I feel if my friends did to me what I'm about to do to them? Would God be pleased with what I'm about to do? Stop, think, and pray before we say or do anything. That could save us a lot of trouble and keep trust in our relationships. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Square One was written by Marshall Younger and Paul McCusker and directed by Paul McCusker. Our sound designer was Christopher Deal, with music by Tim Hossman. Our executive producer is Dave Arnold. Our cast included Zach Callison as Matthew, Christina Pacelli as Emily, Adam Wiley as Ryan, and Robin Knight as Pete, along with Georgina Cordova and Andre Stoika. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.